Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day.
Good morning, 907. I'm Jenna Barr. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. It's Tuesday morning, which means it's time for The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. So text in your questions or get in those calls, 850-437-1620. He'll be here till 10. Then we got another expert joining us. Not a really bright Christmas day, but just beautiful enough to be in the Christmas spirit. Also, speaking of Christmas spirit, Mike got me into the Christmas spirit this morning with a beautiful, it's called Lady of the... What was
the,
it?
Oh, the camellia?
The camellia,
the camellia.
Lady of the...
No, Miss Lillian.
Miss Lillian, okay. Miss Lillian,
that's the name of it, right.
Okay, Miss Lillian, he bought me a camellia at the camellia show and plant sale this past Saturday. I love it so much. But my favorite part is the wrapping.
I don't...
Pantyhose.
Unless...
The wrapping paper.
Unless our listeners, if our listeners are new, they will have no clue what you're talking about.
I will tell you, that's why you need to listen to all of our episodes at newsradio923.com in our podcast section, as well as in our mobile app, News Radio Pensacola. Good morning to you. Thanks for hopping into our text line. Please drop in all those questions. 850-437-1620. Pantyhose are not just for your legs, ladies or gentlemen, okay? But also for wrapping all of your gifts. So,
it was just really, an idea. And I tell you what, I had never... dealt with those, but I will tell you right now, it was easy to wrap that 3-gallon pot. Exactly. It just fit right on there, tied it up, put a few bows
That's
on.
The noise of it. It reminds me maybe that scene in A Christmas Story with the leg lamp. That's what that is. Oh my goodness. Also, speaking of Christmas and Christmas spirit, thank you to our dear friend, Catherine.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for our gifts. I'm already excited. My kids, she dropped some stickers for my kids too. They are going to lose their minds being able to label all their gifts with these special stickers.
Her little packet of gift for me was amazing. Some of the Audubon magazines, which Catherine passes on to me frequently, and they are just great magazines. Some of the best photography you would ever see. And also, she sent me a little clipping from the newspaper of a DeLuna, Court of DeLuna, when my granddaughter was a member of that court and had a nice picture of her. And I really appreciate that, Catherine. That is so nice of you to, one, remember that and see that and recognize that as my granddaughter.
Yes.
And also for the other gifts. You are very special.
We feel very loved, that's for sure.
That's
so Merry
for
Christmas
sure.
to you. And we still have one more Christmas episode next Tuesday, so make
we
sure
do.
You tune in.
Yes.
And feel free, if you would like to spread some Christmas cheer, just drop in pictures of your decorations. Maybe you took some of your lights or your poinsettias, whatever it is, your Christmas tree. If you'd like to share those in our text line, we can get pictures too. Or you have something going on, you can text in the picture of your weed, legal or not, 850-437-1620. So what's been going on?
Well, let's kind of take a step back and thank Skip Vogelsang for being on the show last week. I had a lot of people listen to that. And, of course, Skip is just spearheads so much of the activities over at the Pensacola Camellia Club. And they had the big show at Pensacola State College. Huge success. A lot of people. And, matter of fact, that's where we got your plant out there that's
it.
So tastefully wrapped.
I love it so much.
But
it's
any
my
event,
first camellia.
Skip did a great job. He always does. And I'm sure he won a lot of awards. I think Skip's going to have to build an annex to his house for all the awards and plaques and hardware that he's won at those shows.
He deserves it.
But in any event, keep in mind that is a great organization. And as we get into the end of December, into January and February, that camellias are really sometimes the only color you're really going to have in your yard. and it might be a good plant to plant. And the Camellia Club is always there to give you information and tell you how to do it, when to do it, and all of that. And that's one thing great about that show that Skip told us about last weekend, where you can be an expert propagator and grower of camellias, or you can be somebody that says, you know, what's that all about? I'd like to know. And so all in between. Anyway, good job, Skip. Thanks for being on the show. Jenny, we do probably need to talk a little bit about the weather. The weather has been very interesting.
Is that the word for it? You're much nicer. My words are only like about four letters for this weather.
The weather, it's been almost spring-like.
Exactly.
And you know, we were joking about caladium bulbs and how to handle caladium as well. My caladium bulbs in the last month have all died back. I've chopped them down to ground level. I don't think I'm going to go to the trouble of trying to save them. So I just chopped them down and said, you know, there may be a chance that next May they come back.
Okay.
They're coming back now.
No.
They're jumping out of the ground right now.
They're confused.
My elephant ears, which are starting to die back, are coming back. It's almost like it's spring. My hibiscus has got some of the most prettiest blooms I've had all year on them. It's just been an amazing,
and I noticed too,
30 days or so.
The mandevillas in our neighborhoods have been just resilient and strong and still growing upright. None of the buds have fallen off. It's really just kind of mind-blowing. I'm looking at the forecast just for today, which calls for about 50% chance of rain, right around 70 tomorrow, rainy and warm. And then the temperatures slowly drop from Thursday to about Monday, and then begin to creep up, steady out next week.
Right.
So,
I too have looked ahead, and it looks like we're going to get some cool weather. We're going to get into the 40s, it looks like. But I don't really see getting into the 30s. We may, but not into the low 30s. Certainly not into a frost or freeze situation. But we do need to plan on that. We really do. And anytime you see this cold weather coming, one of these fronts coming through, you certainly need to water everything good before it happens. You really do. And so that will help it put up with the cold weather, if you will. Also, really looking ahead, if we should get into a frost or freeze situation before the winter is over, and we always do, many times, many years, we'll get into the 20s. When that's all done, you may see some of your plants, let's say hibiscus, for example, that has shown examples of cold damage. But the experts will all tell you, whatever you do, don't prune too soon. Just don't do that, because you don't know really what damage has been done. You may cut off more than you need. So just don't prune your cold damaged plants too soon. Literally wait till spring. Till spring and do that pruning. Now, so many times it looks horrible and you want to prune it, but kind of resist if you can. That'd be the best advice I could give.
All right. Hold off just a little bit on that pruning, but don't hold off on those texts, those questions, 850-437-1620. We have to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, but I have good news for you. For those of you who tried, and so many of you did yesterday, to win a pair of tickets to the Sanger Christmas Movie Series, I have a pair of tickets to see A Christmas Story coming next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Sanger Theater. So we're going to give you a chance to win. So stay tuned for that. I've got that coming up here shortly. Save our number, 85. We're toe tapping and going down Candy Cane Lane today.
I hope your children are listening. Well, they're in school. So
they're in school, but they do listen on Saturdays.
Oh, do they?
So I thought
that
was something special.
That's
Sia's Christmas album, and it's so fun. Yes, S-I-A, Sia. She's a unique soul.
Really? I don't know
Sia. But very talented.
Really?
So I mentioned before that we're going to give away a couple of tickets to see A Christmas Story at the Sanger Theater. I love that they do these things, whether it's the summer movie series, the fall, Halloween.
It is fabulous.
It's so much fun.
It really is.
So I can't go, but I have two tickets to give away to see A Christmas Story. But There's some rules. Number one,
catch, you know.
When you text in the answer, you have to give your name immediately after, okay? And then you have only 30 minutes to respond with all of the information in order to pick up your tickets. We do that just so we aren't backed up with all of our giveaways. So we are going to ask you a question. First person to answer with the correct answer and their name wins a pair of tickets to see A Christmas Story December 20th at 7 p.m. at the Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola. So set aside that date. So we're going to do that here in about 3 minutes. But what's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I was going to say one more cold weather discussion here. nice article I read about frost cloth, which is coverings you put over your plants to protect them if it's going to get cold. But one thing that the article said that really needs to be repeated is that be sure when you put a cloth or really even a blanket or a sheet over your plants to protect them, let the sheet or the blanket come all the way to the ground and then anchor it down there with some bricks or some stakes or something on that order. What you don't want is what the experts were calling the lollipop effect, whereas you've got, say, a single trunk hibiscus, and you just wrap the top of it and tie it off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that because so much of the heat that's going to protect that plant comes from the soil. It comes up from the ground. And if you just do that lollipop wrapping, you don't get much effect. It's not really going to help.
So that makes sense.
When it really gets cold, now we don't have to do it with this cold weather coming this next week.
Right, right.
Not if we're staying in the 40s, but I remember one day, how many times have I talked about this? You know, probably too much. But the December years and years and years ago, when it was kind of warmish like this, and then we went down to single digits. That was the 9-degree morning that we had here, which did major damage to our plants and turf and everything else. I don't care if you've got a lollipop effect,
right,
or do it to the ground. Then nothing's going to help in that type of cold. But hopefully that won't happen. And if we get down into the 20s, the high 20s, low 30s, try that cloth or that sheet, but be sure to anchor it to the ground.
I do like that. I think that's a very good reminder that it can happen at any time. And we've talked about how January we start to really see the temperatures dip. So just having that in your back pocket for those plants, those trees and shrubs out there that
Absolutely.
You want to really protect.
Absolutely.
Any other thoughts before we do our giveaway?
No. What we need to do is talk a little bit about the poinsettias as far as the care of the poinsettias. We've talked about that before. Put them in the right spot. Don't put them underneath a vent, a heating vent, or anything like that. That's just, they're not going to do very well. Room temperature, 65 to 70 is best. And here's the big one, and we've talked about this numerous times, Jenna, is that get that knife or scissors and cut the bottom of that foil that is wrapping the poinsettia, because as you water it, there's no drainage. The water will accumulate in the bottom of the plant in that foil, and that's not good for the plant. So just cut it so it drains out. And what I do, I cut mine, and then I purchase some of those little plastic trays, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy them all different sizes, 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch, 12-inch, whatever. And so as to, you water it, it drains out, and then you can empty the tray. But if you don't cut that foil, you might really have some problems. And also, if you're buying poinsettias and haven't bought any yet, you're going to, even though I know it's getting a little late in the season, check, you know, you've got the green, the red. They're not leaves, they're bracts. They're kind of between a leaf and a bloom.
Right,
but
right.
The bloom itself is the little yellow in the center of the poinsettia, and it should be tight. It should be a tight bud. Now, grant you, so many of the poinsettias have been sitting out on the shelves at the stores, and they've probably been at some warmer temperatures, and they're opening up. You may not be able to do that this late in the season, but if you can, the tighter that bud, the fresher the poinsettia is, and the longer it will last. So just kind of keep that in mind.
That's some good information right there. 850-437-1620. Let me hit this question real quick before we get to our giveaway. What season do you sod your yard?
Oh, you're asking me? I thought that was the question for the tickets.
No.
You know, you can sod your yard almost any time. I had a neighbor sod his just 2 weeks ago. The only problem I always see from a practical standpoint, one, I think the grass would be fine. But two, the grass is going into dormancy, and you don't, if you want to do it late in the season like this, you don't really know what you're getting. You don't know if it's got weeds in it. It's got to have a good base to it. I would prefer to wait till spring. But however, all the experts will say in North Florida, in our zone, you can sod almost year-round. But I prefer to kind of see what you're getting. I want to, if I'm going to pay for that sod, I want nice, green, weed-free grass to come down. And when it's dormant, you really don't know. Most of the sod, I shouldn't say most, I'd say all the sod sellers I know in Pensacola are not going to sell you something of low quality. They're not. But it's always safe to sod in the spring. But if you're somebody's desperate, I want to say desperate, really need to get it done, it would not hurt, in my opinion, to do it now. The grass will live. However, Jenna, there is an alternative to that, and that's ryegrass. You could put ryegrass down now if you want something to hold the soil until spring, and then come spring, plow up the ryegrass, rake it out, and then do your sodding. So the ryegrass would hold the sod, hold the soil, but you still got to deal with it in the spring by getting it out of there. So that's an alternative to sodding now.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you for answering that. And now it's time for you to answer the magic question in order to win a pair of tickets to see A Christmas Story on December 20th at 7 p.m. We are doing a giveaway right now. That's at the Sanger Theater next Tuesday, December 20th, 7 p.m. First person to answer this question correctly, followed by your name, wins that pair of tickets. So here's the question. What did Mike wrap my Christmas present in? Answer that question plus your name to 850-437-1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hey, thank you for just trying to play our game. Oh my gosh, to win the pair of tickets to see A Christmas Story. Also, that's for King and Country, A Need to Breathe with O Come, O Come Emmanuel.
Great beautiful
music this time of year. But we do have a winner. Thank you to everybody who tried to get the question correct. I also love a little bit of the backlash. Why didn't you ask a question about the movie? I thought that this was going to be a question about the movie. This has nothing to do with the Christmas story. I think it does, because that leg lamp had pantyhose on it.
We may need to explain. We may need to back up and explain this pantyhose story.
Well, we will. Congratulations. Okay. Our winner is Ray. I've got more questions for you, Ray. Not there about pantyhose. Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. I need a little Christmas now. Oh. Woo! 9:37. Welcome back to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can text or call in with your questions, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Mike Wiggins this Tuesday morning.
Just a recommendation here. If you're going to buy a Christmas CD this Christmas, the Pentatonix has got to be your first choice.
Yeah, actually, and if you have Spotify or even if you use YouTube and you Google Pentatonix Christmas, all of it pops up. And
absolutely.
Want to go ahead and do a quick plug. If you download our News Radio Pensacola app right now, in our app, we have the link to be able to click on Cat Country Christmas playlist on 94.5 FM.
Really? I didn't know that.
And it takes you directly there. So if you want some Christmas music when you're not listening to just the Pensacola Expert Panel, I have a smirk on my face. You can listen to our 94.5 Pensacola playlist, which becomes Cat Country playlist during the Christmas season. So go ahead and download that today. And it's free. There
cool.
you go.
Cool. Anyway. Pentatonix is so, so good. And talking about, Jenna, talking about buying a CD for somebody for Christmas, we need to finish our list here of stocking stuffers. For the gardener.
Yeah.
I got a few of those that we need to add to the ones we had before. We had our earlier ones were buy a packet of seed, a paper white kit, an amaryllis kit. That type of thing. Those were fun. Yeah. But here's just a few last-minute things. Okay. This is not going to sound very sexy. A watering can. A watering can. Okay.
Like, what is it, pantyhose? Okay. Although.
What is going on here? Okay.
Watering can.
A watering can.
They have really beautiful ones.
I'm talking, and the one that I saw on the internet that really looks good is a French blue watering can.
Pretty.
It's huge. It's got this big nozzle on it. It sends out a very smooth spray. Anyway, they're kind of expensive, but they're really, really kind of pretty. Okay, now here's one that I got for Christmas one year, and it's one of the best gifts I ever got. Now keep in mind, you have to know my age for this. Knee pads. Would you ever think to buy a gardener knee pads? As you do your weeding, as you do your planting of your annuals, you obviously have to kneel down on your knees. These knee pads, especially if you're kneeling down on concrete to reach over into your flower bed, knee pads are a great gift. When I first got them, I said, I don't know about this. I don't know if I need them. But I use them all the time. So it's one you probably hadn't thought about, but you may want to do that. Here's another one. Give a lawn service to the person in your home who mows the lawn and does the trimming. Many of us like to do that, but there's some folks that are busy. They have other things going on, and maybe they just don't like it. Buy them a lawn service for the year, for the summer, if you will. So somebody else mows and trims. That would be probably one of the best gifts they could give.
Oh,
it's a great gift. It really is. Okay. Buy them a book. I'm going to recommend. There are a lot of gardening books. Too many, really. But here's the one that I've talked about for years and years, and you're going to think this is kind of silly. It's called The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, written by Neil Sperry. I think I've mentioned before, Neil Sperry is my hero. He is the gardening talk show guru in the entire Texas market. But his book, The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, could have almost been written for Pensacola. It has got so many things correct that we do here. Beautiful pictures of annual, perennials, vegetables, gardening problems, insects, all that stuff. And it's all there, and it's all stuff that we get here. So it's called The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening by Neil Sperry. So consider that. Finally, you may want to consider, Jenna, membership. Buy somebody a membership in the Camellia Club, and we've talked about that, or the Rose Society, or the Daylily Club, whatever their real hobby is in the garden, what they really like, and maybe something they want to learn more about it, buy them a membership in their favorite gardening club. And, of course, I will say again, one of my favorite gifts is a bird feeder, a Martin house, which I got last Christmas and never saw one Martin this year, but we're hoping for next year, no question.
Okay, excellent.
You're
I'm sorry. I'm losing it over here because somebody texted in sexy watering can. So don't Google that. Anyways, so there are a lot of excellent gift-giving ideas. What about, here's one. What about pruning shears? Do you have a recommendation and where to get them?
I do. Especially the little hand bypass pruners. I really like the Corona brand. You can get it at almost any garden center. They're really very, very good. They also make the long pruning shears. The Corona is just a good brand. There are many other brands that are pretty good, but I really like the Corona, and I love those hand pruners. I use them all the time. But here's the key. Buy the best. Buy the heavy-duty pruning shears. Buy the best. Also, if you really want to do some pruning and you've got your gas pruner, don't do that. Buy one that has a battery so you don't have to pull that string, but those are plug it into the wall. So anyway, pruning shears are a great gift, no doubt.
They are. And we have so many excellent local places. Real quick plug, and then I have to run and take a quick break. Downtown Crowd and Pensacola Magazine has a bunch of Christmas gift giving ideas. Pensacola Magazine has an entire local Christmas gift giving shop local guide for you as well. So make sure you check out downtowncrowd.com.
We're going to snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow.
Well, we'll have snow in our hearts.
I told somebody the other day, I said, here during the Christmas season, our phone calls are a little slower than they normally are. I bet you Jenna plays some Bing Crosby.
Oh, or, goodness. He is the king of Christmas, other than Jesus, obviously. I'm sorry about that, Jesus. But Bing Crosby, you think like he's warming up his pipes by the fire and getting ready for us in heaven. I'm just telling you. Mike doesn't know what to do with me today. Between sexy watering cans and the pictures you guys are texting in about your sexy watering cans, I don't know how much more we can take it, but I do like some white Christmas.
Yes. How many times have I told you? I just love Tuesdays.
Tuesdays are a good day.
It's fun.
Hey, maybe
it
you can fun. Give the gift of a Garden Line shout out today. Just text it in.
There you go.
So wait, you have one more gift?
I have one more gift. How about let's go ahead and give a citrus tree as a gift. You can buy one. They don't have to be too big, but you can buy kumquats and limes and lemons and tangelos, all kind of citrus that will do well in North Florida. So many of our listeners grow citrus and do it very, very successfully. And a little citrus tree would be kind of the gift that keeps on giving because they will produce, and the older they get, the more they produce, and it's so much fun. I had a friend of mine bring me a whole bag full of lemons the other day. I said, well, this is great. I really appreciate these lemons off your tree. He said, don't get too excited. I got a lot of other friends I gave them to also. I had so many to give away.
I'm eyeballing my neighbor's lemon tree right now.
Can you reach over the fence?
Oh, I'm going to just go knock on the door and be like, I have a laundry basket. Can I fill it? Because my kids want to make lemonade. They've been walking by and saying, can we ask them if we can have some lemon? I'm like, I'll give them some money. I don't care. But I think that's an excellent idea. Plus, it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
I think that it creates a really fun hobby.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Okay, Jenna, just a couple other things we need to talk about just as we get into this in the Christmas season. We need to repeat that you really need to keep that water on the tree. Hopefully you've got a Christmas tree stand that holds water. And I have found that if you have done the water bit the whole time you've had the tree, from the time you bought it and made that cut on the bottom of it and put it in the water, that tree will soak up so much water. So I would recommend that you test it literally every day. Just kind of kneel down, put your finger in that pot, and if it's moist or if there's water in there, you're fine. But you'll usually find it gets a little shallow, and so you want to be sure to keep the water on the Christmas tree. That is so, so important. Okay, let's think about one more gift. And I don't know if you're going to be able to find this at this late date because a lot of people do it online, is to buy some roses. We're going to have a show on roses as we get into February. But giving a rose would be a really nice Christmas gift. But there's some things you need to know about that, some characteristics of those roses. One, don't buy anything but a number one rose. Roses are graded. Number ones, number one and a half, number twos, nothing but a number one. Because the other ones have little spindly little canes and they just don't do well.
Okay.
I like to buy Jackson and Perkins. Weeks is another good brand. Jackson and Perkins is always a standard that you can count on. And there are three types of roses that you may want to consider. One is a tea rose. Tea rose is a long stem rose that you get on Valentine's that everybody knows about. The other one is the Floribunda, which is a smaller growing rose, smaller blossoms, and it's just really, really pretty. Some people say it's a little easier to grow than a tea rose. And then there's the Grandiflora, which is a larger growing rose that has a big, big blossoms on it. I know what you're saying. You're saying, hey, Mike, those are nice. Those are fun. Those are kind of old-fashioned, though. I'm going to plant my knockout roses, and I don't blame you. I do the same thing. But these are traditional roses that will give you blooms that you won't see on a knockout. And if you get on the internet, look on that Jackson and Perkins website, you'll find some fabulous roses. And I love the names. I love the name. They're named after like Bing Crosby or Barbara Streisand. And that type, you can kind of pick fun roses with fun names to them. So a rose as a gift for Christmas would be really, really fun. We do need to talk about how to plant them and what to mix in the hole, where to plant them and all that. We'll hold that off until after the first of the year. But if you can, maybe even some kind of gift certificate from a garden center like Larry out at Pensacola Seed and Garden. I'm sure he would do that. So when his roses come in, you could go pick one out. So anyway, that's another great Christmas gift.
We do have some excellent local places here. And of course, you go to Pensacola Hardware. You can get some really unique gifts. Thrive Plant Company in the Cordova Mall. She's also at Palafox Market some days. Mm-hmm. Of course, we also have this week, it moved to Thursday, Palafox Holiday Market, which there's a ton of farmers that come out, local botanists as well. And there was another one on 9th Avenue, and I'm not really remembering the name of it, but it's inside Trader Bo's.
I don't know that.
I'll have to find the name.
Trader Bo's. I don't know.
It's a little antique mall, but they also have a little plant store. I'm trying to Google at the same time, and I just want to make sure I get it right. Green with Envy. And it's locally owned,
really?
And they're a plant nursery inside Trader Bo's, 7201 North 9th Avenue in Dunmire Village. So they're incredible, and they're very knowledgeable, too. So if you're looking for that,
up a little north of Creighton Road.
Yes.
I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, go a little north, right over the, past the Hardee's and the Winn-Dixie.
Right.
And
right.
Another really cool, unique gift, but it'll cost you a little bit probably in shipping to order from Australia. But our friend Paul from Blue Sky said he found an Australian finger lime bush. And if you look it up online, it is one of the most unique looking things I've ever seen, but very beautiful. You can tell it almost has like a eucalyptus type of leaf on it, but really unique. And when you cut the lime open, it looks different, and it's a different, it looks like a star inside the lime.
I don't know that one.
So if you're looking for something unique, I mean, obviously those kind of things, you have to look up how, you know, and where you need to plant it or keep the planter. But I like these unique gift ideas as well for the plant lovers.
I do too. And if you're a plant lover and you may be getting, let's say you're going to get a fruit tree for Christmas, peaches, plums, pears, figs, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to be an apple. You've got to be very sure you get one that meets the criteria insofar as climate is concerned for our area. And let me explain that just a little bit. Fruit trees, for example, let's do apples. Apples, you go to Publix to buy a big, red, delicious apple, and you enjoy them. Well, you want to grow them, but you can't. They need too many chilling hours. In our zone, I'm trying to do this from memory here, you have between 350 to, say, 600 chilling hours. And chilling hours are temperatures between 32 and 45 degrees, in that range. So you've got to buy a fruit tree that will grow with that few of chilling hours. That Red Delicious from Publix is probably going to have well over 1,000 chilling hours where they grow. So let's go to the apples. I think that's really important. I mentioned that because I have a good friend. I'm going to get him an apple tree. He asked me to get one for him. Apples, as I say, don't grow here, except the two varieties that will. And they're labeled the Israeli apples. an Anna and an Einsheimer. One is kind of a reddish, one is green. An Anna and an Einsheimer apple will do here. So if you want an apple tree, you got to grow one of those two, or you won't have enough chilling hours for it to grow. So pay special attention when you go to buy a tree. If you see a peach tree just for sale at a garden center, you need to ask them, what's the variety and what's the chilling hour requirement for this particular tree? Because no sense planting one that's just not going to do in our area.
Excellent.
So anyway, just something to keep in mind if by chance you're in the market for fruit trees. For Christmas.
Perfect. Lots of gift-giving ideas. Of course, we have one more episode of The Garden Line before Christmas hits. So if you have any gift-giving ideas, you can drop them into our text line at any time. Just reference The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. And if you missed any of this episode, you can catch it online at newsradio923.com. Burning low, lots of mistletoe. 9:59, we're wrapping up The Garden Line. Tune in next week, 9 to 10, here on Tuesdays on News Radio 92.3. We got a lot done this morning, Mike.
We did, Jenny. Great. Fun job. We had a good time.
And Merry Christmas if we don't get to talk to you next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. And thank you, Catherine,
yes,
for the gifts.
And thank you for my camellia pantyhose wrap tree.
Oh, my pleasure.
That is Christmassy right there.
I'm telling you.
Stay tuned. We have ADX Digital joining me coming up next.